how do you impact others? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about empathy. I understand how others feel. Last week, we talked about what empathy means, how we define it, that kind of thing, how it's really important for awareness and understanding and respect and kindness, and how understanding how somebody else is feeling impacts the world around us. But today we're talking about how we wind up impacting someone else. And we can do that with our words, and we can do that with our actions. So if we are practicing our awareness and we are working to understand how someone is feeling, and let's take a drill here in the studio. You have two students who are working together as partners, and one of them starts to look like this. And obviously that means that they're getting scared, they're getting shy, they're getting overwhelmed. One of those three things is happening. We can use our words to help them out. We can say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you right there. Or, are you okay? You can offer them a friendly smile. You can distract them and offer words like a compliment. Like, I really like how you did this during this drill. And then our actions also speak to how they're feeling, how we can impact them. If they're starting to look scared that way, we go a little slower. We change up what we're doing. We don't get as close. We stay a little bit further away so that they start to feel that confidence again, and they start to feel that they are capable of doing the drill that we're doing. So we talk about empathy from the standpoint of your words impact people and your actions impact people. Think about it. A simple smile can have a huge impact on someone. As I said that statement, it reminded me of a time that my daughter, who is now 20, was 6, and we were walking through the store, and she was throwing a temper tantrum, screaming and crying, and I was getting looks from lots of different people. You know, the ones that are kind of like, why can't you control your kid kind of looks. And this one mom, who was probably about 15 years my senior, patted me on the shoulder, told me I was doing a great job, and offered me a smile. And at that moment, I felt her empathy. I felt like she had been in those shoes. She knew those shoes, and she could recognize that what I really needed was support rather than a judgy face, if you will. And so when we're talking about empathy, those actions speak volumes. I mean, my daughter is now 20, and I still can remember what she looked like 15 plus years later as we were walking through the grocery store and this was happening. So our actions, as simple as a smile when someone's having a rough day, can really show some understanding of how they're feeling, can offer encouragement that they need. A hug, I would ask if they would like one first. Plenty of times I've had friends who have been upset about something, and I'd be like, do you need a hug? Can I give you a hug? Some of them say, yes, absolutely. Others say, no, I'm okay. I just needed to share with you. And that's fine too. Some other actions that we might take would be a note, a phone call, a text message, something like that to show that you were thinking of them, that you understood how they were feeling. You don't want to ignore them. You don't want to walk away from them. You don't want to make them feel less. You want to make them feel as though they're being heard and understood for what they are feeling. Just by having a conversation, asking good questions, sharing a similar idea. So when we are showing empathy to others, we have an impact. We can help them feel better. We can help them feel understood. We can help them feel as though what they are currently feeling is valid and true. And we can work to show that kindness and respect to everybody around us. So as we continue to talk about empathy, we are going to talk about how we can communicate our feelings and how we can show what we're feeling in other ways. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.